Hello, Nancy here. Thanks for tuning in to this week's nutrition tip. And I'm this week going to talk a bit about sugar. A lot of times people really overdo sugar through the holiday season, and then they start January 1 with, "Oh, I'm not going to have any sugar at all. No added sugar." And sometimes that even extends to not having any fruit, which of course makes me terribly sad because fruit is so nutrient dense. But it's not harmful, of course, to go sugar free. But what does happen when we completely deprive ourselves of something is we usually rebound and overdue because we've had zero. So I think a moderate approach is better. And of course, if you do the first 30 days of January with zero sugar and then Valentine's Day comes around and oh, it's just an excuse to overdo again. So let's think about more about moderation. So in regards to added sugar, what we know is that less than 6% of your calories should come from added sugar. And this is the amount of discretionary calories that are available once you've gotten all your required nutrients from vegetables, fruits, dairy, lean proteins, whole grains, and solid fats and oils. And 6% of calories equals are about 120 calories for somebody on a 2,000 calorie a day diet. And that equates to about 7 teaspoons of added sugar or 28 grams if we were looking at nutrition fact panels. And I tell you, there's a lot of added sugar in processed foods. And so, because of that, most people get twice the amount of the limit, or about 14 teaspoons a day. Now, a lot of that comes from sugar sweetened beverages as well as sugar sweetened desserts, but a good amount of it is hidden in ingredients. And so it's helpful to recognize that you can find sugar listed on nutrition fact panels as added sugar if it's got the new panel. But if it still has the old nutrition fact label, your only defense strategy is look at the nutrition and the ingredients and see how many times sugar is listed and in what order. And all sugar counts, including syrups like tapioca syrup and brown rice syrup. Those are just one of the 61 names for sugar in food manufacturing. So it's not easy to cut back on sugar. I mean, we all have a desire to have sweet things. But manufacturers know that we're trying to cut back and that we still want our sweet stuff. So they're looking for ways to make food sweet, without adding the standard sugar ingredients. So I just want to give you some things you should watch out for in ingredient lists as you're looking at lower sugar alternatives. First of all, stevia and erythritol, they're both safe in small amounts, though some recent research shows that stevia may not be really friendly to the gut bacteria, so I would still keep it in small amounts. Monk fruit extract has been consumed in China for several hundred years, so we kind of think it's probably safe, but to be honest, there haven't been any animal studies done, so we don't know 100% that it's safe, but it'll probably be okay. Now, sugar alcohols can cause gastrointestinal distress. In fact, a laxative effect has been found with things like mannitol, sorbitol, and xylitol. And you're going to find those in ultra-processed foods that are labeled no added sugar or sugar-free. Also, inulin tastes sweet. It's an extract of chicory, and it can add a bit of sweetness, but it's counted as a fiber on nutrition fact panels instead of as an added sugar. It is highly fermentable and it causes excess gas and discomfort in people with IBS. So really the bottom line in regards to cutting back is, it's okay to switch to lower sugar versions of nutrient-rich foods like yogurt and whole grain cereals. But I want you to be aware of low sugar versions of things like ice cream, cookies, brownies, and cupcakes, because they aren't going to help you improve your health. They are still very high in refined carbohydrates and perhaps some ingredients that you might not want to consume a lot of. And so my advice is, just use the real stuff. Use raw honey, use real maple syrup. You can use date syrup. Use things that just come from real food. And, just use sugar in moderation. I had a couple chocolate chip cookies yesterday, but we're not going to, I don't have them every day of the week, several times a day. So just have things in moderation, enjoy life, eat with joy. And when you are finding that you're just taking in a bit too much, just increase your awareness of the amount of sugar that you're taking in and then cut back a bit. So you don't have to have an all or nothing approach when it comes to added sugar. I hope you have a healthy, happy week, and I look forward to talking to you next week with another nutrition tip from Nancy.